There's a bit of morphos. I'm just going to read a little bit of ours. It's morphos. But what I sent it to Mufti Sheikh Sahab for correction, and he just sent something that's worthwhile reading to you. Hazrat mentioned, this Mu'min Banda, this bondsman of Allah, he is an abd and ghulam of Allah. He is a slave and bondsman of Allah. Uski rayat hai, he is a citizen of his kingdom. Ye banda Mu'min jo apne andar abdiyat kamila liye hue hai, ghulam hote hai. He who has not this quality of abdiyat in him, being a bondsman, yet at the same time he is a king. In what way? Jis qaum ki hukumat hoti hai, us qaum ka ye farz apne ko badshah samajhta hai. Taking the worldly situation that a member of a nation which is ruling, the ruling class in any country, somebody who belongs to the ruling class, every individual considers himself to be a king. We experience this that in the days of apartheid, the whites were running the country. They were the sole rulers in this country, and every white person thought that he was untouchable, that he was superior. Whether it was the postman delivering your mail, in those days they had postman delivering mail, or whether the person at the counter, no matter how junior the person was in government service, yet that person considered himself or herself to be superior to anybody else who was not of the same kind. So this is a natural instinctive feeling in anybody who belongs to the ruling class. لہذا یہ مومن جو اب ہے اس ذات باری تعالیٰ کا بے نسبت ایمان بادشاہ ہے خدا کرے ہماری سمجھ میں آ جائے. So if you consider, if we consider what we have, what do we have? We've got this iman within us. And if we've got this quality of abjad in us, then in respect of this iman that we have, we belong to the citizenry of Allah. Imagine now Allah Ta'ala is running a major government, and that government citizens are all people who got iman. So just like that white person thought he was superior and better to everybody else, he was king as far as he was concerned. So similarly, every mu'min in that sense is also a king and a khalifa of Allah Ta'ala. And Mufti Sahib makes a note here. This is what I want to read out. Hazrat Ramallah has said something exceptionally deep and thought-provoking. If every Mu'min lives like he is king appointed by Allah Ta'ala, then the world will be an entirely different place. Our individual lives will be in total conformity with the Sharia. So we just got to imagine that we are Mu'min. And being Mu'min, we are automatically enrolled into the citizenship that belongs to Allah. And therefore, being one of his citizens, we are now have a responsibility of putting his Sharia into practice. And our lives, and the lives of our families, and the lives of our community, in our area, in our town, in the city, and in the world, will change dramatically if every Muslim mommy were to think like this and to act on this. Just a little mouthfuls. Nous serons dans le même mouthfuls. Parfois, je crois. Has it magnetic timer and cut a soul surface? As Ramsha mentioned, that he shared has a timer, there was a magnetic, it was a reform of the age. The soul was not dry, it was moist, it was verdant. E khush sufio. Our Hazrat is now addressing the Sufi who is khush, dry. Dry in what sense? There's not a smile on his face. You can't speak to him. He doesn't speak to anybody. He's unsociable. He's just busy with his zikr and his whatever other ibadah he's got. And he thinks this is now what being a Sufi is. So Hazrat is speaking to such a person. Hazrat Haji Sahib, that means Haji Indalwa ki silsila mein, or Hazrat Wala Hazrat Tan ki silsila mein, khush Sufiya nahi hai. So in the silsila of Haji Indalwa play, now Hazrat Tan play, there is no such thing as a dry Sufi. بلکہ اس طرح وہ تازہ بہار والا تصوف ہے the تصوف that they practiced and they propagated was one that was fresh, moist, verdant, like spring. جی ہاں باہر اس لیے نکلے تھے کہ بہار آ جائے Now Hazrat is now playing on words باہر اور بہار So Hazrat say you have come out so that you can develop this Bahar, this spring within you. And this is very true, very true. Those who've been in Jalalabad, who've seen our Hazrat, will vouchsafe that people would come there, sad, despondent, crying, and they'll leave there with their hearts full of joy and smiling. Without exception. Nobody came in laughing and then crying. This we didn't see happening. Hazrat had this particular gift of consoling hearts. Masihullah. Jis tarah Zaat Bari Taala ne apne kalam nafsi ko kalam nafsi ke andar karke momino ke waaste bahar bhej diya tha ke bahar kal bhi hasil ho ابھی عرض کیا تھا کہ قرآن پاک قلب کی بہار ہے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے دعا مانگی تھی اللہم اجعل قرآن ربیع قلبی اسی طرح جناب عالی آپ حضرہ بھی گھر سے باہر اس لئے آئے ہیں تاکہ بہار آ جائے جب لوٹ کر جائے تو بہار ہی بہار ہے پورا کرے سمجھ میں آ جائے So our Hazrat says that Allah Ta'ala has sent his mu'min bandas outside so that they can develop this verdancy, this spring, this enthusiasm, this cheer in their hearts. And just now it has been mentioned in the previous majalis, we mentioned that in the Quran that the Quran is the spring, the verdancy, the freshness of the heart. And Rasulullah had made this dua, Allah mazal Quran rabiya qalbi, may Allah Ta'ala make the Quran Sharif the spring of my heart. Isi tarah Janab Ali. In this way, as it is mentioned to people in the Majlis, you people have come, left your homes, you have come here, you have come out. So that Bahar Aave, so that you can develop this vibrancy, this spring, this enthusiasm in your hearts. So that when you go back home, There must be bahar hi bahar hai. That your heart must be have this enthusiasm and this openness and joy in it. Khuda kare samajh mein aaye. Allah make it that we understand what it means, what our Hazrat is trying to say. Right, so let's see. That's something to bear in mind. It's the Quran Sharif should develop that emotions in our heart to bring about freshness and enthusiasm and joy and cheer in our heart. And our Hazrat mentioned that it's not only when we were reciting the Quran Sharif, but the du'as is such that that Quran Sharif that you read, whether it's by looking in it, or whether it's a Quran Sharif that you read when you recite, when you're making namaz, but that should not just be a temporary thing. The dua is such that there are no restrictions. In other words, that Quran Sharif should be such that the effect of that Quran Sharif should bring about this cheer in your heart all the time. However, kabhi saale ki tabiyat piche ki taraf lote hai, but sometimes it can happen. The temperament of the Sadiq goes backwards. Bahad Lafan Jee Nahi Lagta. It happens that you don't feel like it. Not Tilawat Me Lagta Hai. Not in reciting your Tilawat, you don't feel like it. You don't feel any joy. You don't feel any enthusiasm. Na Zikr Me Lagta Hai. Neither when you're making your Zikr, you feel like this. Na Naflo Me Lagta Hai. Not even when you read your nafil namaz, have you got this feeling of joy and happiness. Nor do you feel happy just at being quiet. Tabiyat ubarti hai pehle ki taraf, jalwat ki taraf, kalam ki taraf, takleen of heart ki taraf, takleen just bihaat, zikr ki taraf, maa dafar, tarf ki taraf. So it happens that, like a pendulum that swings from one side to the other, you get burst, you're full of enthusiasm and you want to do everything and nothing can stop you and you feel the whole world is in front of you. And then the pendulum swings to the other side and you feel just the opposite and everything is a burden. The very basic things that you have to do is a burden. The namaz is a burden. The heart doesn't want to make namaz. It doesn't want to. It doesn't want to you to keep quiet. It wants to speak. It doesn't prefer seclusion. It wants to go and meet this person, that and that person. Takbir nawafil is also now cut down to a bare minimum. Takleer tasbihat. And zikr, your zikr also now is getting shorter and shorter. Baad dafa tarak ki taraf. Sometimes it can happen that you stop doing this thing completely. Allah save us from such a situation. However, magar, ye jama hua hai, laga hua hai. This person has been to his shaykh. He's listened to the talim, he's practiced on his talim, and now he's reached a situation where his tabiat is under his akal. And his akal is under the sharia. This is important to remember. This is the stage to aim at. This is something to bear in mind all the time. And this should be an objective. Tabiat is under your akal. And your akal is under the sharia. What does it mean? Your emotions. Where you, whatever you're feeling, you put it under the microscope of your intelligence. And then your intelligence must, as mentioned in this mufuz, your intelligence must say everything must be done according to the sharia. So this is the ta'lim that the person got from his sheikh. That is why shama hua hai, laga hua hai. So whether he feels like it or not, he carries on with his nawafil, he carries on with his zikr, he carries on with his tilawat, he forces himself to not to go and unnecessarily meet other people. He forces himself to speak only when necessary. Yahan tak ke tilawat aage khush bhi hai. Until such time that Allah Ta'ala brings on back that freshness, that joy, that moisture, and that khushki, the dryness, dejection, the melancholy, that goes away. Ji vatna shuru ho gaya. The heart then again develops its enthusiasm in doing all these ibadat and mamulat that have been mentioned. Is lage huye rehne se ji laga hua ho gaya. Yehi masail suluk. You see, this is a very important masla of suluk. Jinka janna saliku bahut zaruri hai. It is very important for a salik to know this particular principle, this usul, this masla of suluk. Isliye jamkar baithne ki sheikh ko ijazat hai, ijazat hi nahi, wajib hai. So that is why it is very necessary to go and sit with the sheikh. Remember previously Hazrat says that yahan aane ka din ab mukarr nahi, yun 10-5 minute ko aage baith ke tu mujhe inkaar kare. If there's no majlis, Hazrat says, then to if you come and just sit your 5-10 minutes, I don't object to that. So just sitting with the Shaykh through the faith that Allah Ta'ala gets to descend on him, that goes onto the murid. Although the Shaykh may say nothing. The example that Mufti Mahmud Sahib gave, I like very much, of how this works, this faith, how does this faith work? Mufti Sahib explains in this way that you've got a very clean roof, flat roof, right? Which collects water, say marble roof, very clean, right? And when it drains, the water comes and it flows into the downpipe, down the gutter into the downpipe. And from the downpipe, it goes to the bottom. Now, if you want rainwater, clean rainwater, then you'll put your cup or vessel or bottle or can there at the downpipe so you can collect clean rain. The rain comes from Allah Ta'ala. Mufti Mehmet Sahib explains, this is how it works, faiz. Faiz comes from Allah Ta'ala. The flat roof is virtually the sheikh. That all the rain comes onto the flat roof and that channels through the sheikh onto the person who is there ready to collect. So in order to collect, you've got to be present. In order to collect, you've got to have a vessel. You must be turned properly. You can't have a vessel upside down and let the water splash off. And the vessel must be clean. So these are the three conditions. You must be there, you must have a clean vessel. The vessel must be kept properly. It must be empty, obviously. You can't come there with a full vessel. What are you going to collect? If you come full of your own opinions and ideas, what is the sheikh going to put in there? Nothing, because you're already full of yourself. And so you're going to come with empty heart, empty container, and let the sheikh fill up whatever it is. Obviously, Mufti Mehmet Sahib said, there may be problems. If there's a problem with the sheikh and the gutter is blocked or the roof is dirty, then obviously there's a problem. Then you've got to look for another sheikh. But if you found a right sheikh, then that problem will not be there. Then the problem will be, then it will be up to you, what is your capacity. How often you are going there to collect. Whether you're going with a container or not a container. Is a container kept properly or not? Is a container clean or dirty? And so this example I like very much. And then just seeing you have mentioned Mufti Mehmet Sahib, I want to mention another incident. We were in Rietfontein, and that's where the Pandos used to stay, Mufti Suleiman and his family, they used to stay there. And Mufti Mahmud Sahab, and Mawlana Ibrahim also was there at that time. And Mufti Mahmud Sahab used to come and stay there. And he used to have a majlis after Asr. And his room was just near the veranda. Just as you entered, his room was just on the right hand side. And the majlis used to sometimes be, of course, at night used to be kept inside, but after Asr, the weather was good, Mufti Sahib used to come and sit outside. And all those wanted to came and sat outside. So this one particular day, we were sitting outside waiting for Mufti Sahib to come out from his room. And people were speaking and talking, cracking jokes, whatever. Just then, Mawlana Abdul Haq Sahib came. He came to Mufti Sahib. When he saw this, he got cross. And if you people knew Mawlana Abdul Haq Sahib, he didn't waste any time, he didn't bother who it was. If anything went wrong, he immediately corrected the person. Just on the latter side, I remember great, great of our local ulama, when Mawlana Abrahim Hapsa was there, and they had to make azan, they all shied away. They got scared. They didn't want to make azan, never mind standing for his imam. They knew Abrahim Hapsa would pick up any little word that he said wrong, Mufti Sahib would pick it up. So anyhow, Mawlana Abrahim Sahib got very cross. And he says, you people think fairs is only there when the Sheikh is there in your presence. This wall that is here is not a barrier to the fairs that comes from the Sheikh. Mufti Mahmud Sahib is in the room, but his fairs is coming all the time. And here you people are busy speaking and talking and joking. How can fairs come, how can you benefit from that phase? So the important lesson. So walls and all these things are not barriers to that phase. And speaking about that, when I was once with Umrah, with, which were with Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria, and after Isha, they used to lock up the Haram Sheikh in Medina Sheikh. But Hazrat Sheikh every night had a mamul that in his wheelchair he went to Bab Jibreel on the outside. And he sit there and he used to be in Muraqabah and read Durushim. So although it wasn't by the Rosa Mubarak itself, it was outside on the public area. Yet he used to sit in every night and read his mamul to be in Muraqabah and read Durushim. So these are important masters of suluk to remember. These are masters of suluk to remember that what that the importance of being with the Sheikh, you don't only have ijazah to go and sit with him, but however Hazrat says that it is wajib for a sincere salih to go and sit with him. It doesn't mean he's got to be speaking. It may be that he's, and this is happened very often, that we would just sit with our brothers. He used to be busy writing his letters, or he'd be involved in something else, and we would just sit there. But his presence was such that we used to benefit a tremendous amount, spiritually. We'll stop there with this particular matters. Just to remind everybody of the Qurbani, price is still 220, the well is 1,500, and anybody wants to contribute towards the masjid, you can do any amount. Whole masjid is 100,000. Now, just to read a little bit of the correspondence of Abdullah Sahib, he writes, "Jo bhi ashad aali hoga, us par inshallah ta'ala amal karunga." You can see every now and then he writes for instructions. He writes for instructions. Maybe that through his correspondence, Hazrat has picked up something that he's overdoing or underdoing or he should be doing. So every now and then he writes about instructions. I think we read this, Tabligh Deen Kitab Ka Baghaur Mutala Teen Dafa. Three times to read Tabligh Deen. Then he writes, Dua Ka Muhtaj Hoon, that I am in need of duas. Hazrat writes, Allah Ta'ala Ilm Nafi'a Amli Maqbool Ki Tawfeeq Badam Ata Farman. As a tricep, Allah Ta'ala gives you ilmi nafi'a. What is ilmi nafi'a? Ilmi nafi'a is beneficial knowledge. What is beneficial knowledge? Everybody knows this word is so popular, ilmi nafi'a, nafi'a, ilmi nafi'a, that beneficial knowledge. But what is this beneficial knowledge? Beneficial knowledge, as our Hazrat says, is that knowledge that you practice on. This is beneficial knowledge. Now, just stop to think. Think about what you read in the newspapers. Remember, forgive me, I know you were the Sunday Times. But how much of that is of benefit to you? How much of that is a ghibat? How much of that is slander? There's no evidence is given and people are accused. The same goes with radios, same goes with, I suppose, televisions as well. We don't have one, alhamdulillah. Those goes with all the majalis that take place after every namaz outside the masjid. Ask yourself, how much of that is ilm al-nafi'? How much is that is knowledge of benefit that you can practice on? So this is something to assess, that are we not being misled by shaitan, by being involved in this, that and the other, thinking that we are benefiting ourselves when actually that particular avenue has got absolutely no benefit for us. Amal-e Maqbool Ki Tawfeeq. Amal-e Maqbool, actions, deeds which are accepted by Allah. I was explaining to somebody just last night in Jamaat. I said, you go and you make kush. And you tell the person about the fazail of namaz. And he comes out with you, and he comes to the masjid. And he takes off his shoes, and he comes, and he wants to make namaz. Is that right? You're very happy. Very happy. Do you ask him whether he made wudu? You ask him whether he's not a state of janaba? Does he need wudu? So you're going to ask him all these things. So fazail will get you to the masjid, but masail will give you maqbooliyat. Fazail will get you to the masjid, but masail will give you the stage of maqbooliyat. So you've got to do things according to the sharia. As we said previously, our emotions must be under the akal, our intelligence, and the intelligence must be under the sharia. If you got that right, then you're going far, you've gone very, very far. So this is what our Hazrat is saying. Just in one sentence, he puts the whole thing in a nutshell. Ilm al-Nafi'a, Amal-e Maqbool, Madam Atafa. This is the sharia on top, so to say. Madam. Yeah. Not just when you leave the masjid and go home, then you are of course all full of enthusiasm. Madam means all the time. Continuously. That Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq all the time. will stop it. Inshallah, we'll carry on next week. Inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq of this particular dua, that Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of gaining ilm and nafiyah and having amal makbool. Dawam kisa. Khudaz.